Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
When it comes to the game today, very disappointing. Very disappointing. And there's no way you can win any game with 13 penalties and 3 turnovers. It just can't happen. Before you can win games, you have to learn how not to lose games. And we have to do a better job in that case. And we will. We will.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That the voice of New York Jets head coach Aaron Glenn. After the team's Monday Night Football loss on the road in Miami, 27-21, to drop them to 0-4. Now, it's a great soundbite from Aaron Glenn, who's provided tons of great soundbites since his time taking over the Jets. He's awesome. We'll get into how he is as a coach in a second. But he's great at the press conference. Great with soundbites. Great in interviews. Unfortunately for Aaron Glenn, he got upstaged by one of his own players last night. That would be Breece Hall, who delivered a quote that I actually think belongs in like the upper echelon of greatest sports quotes ever. Like first ballot Hall of Fame sports quotes. And Bill Zimmerman will know the answer to this. It's escaping me at the moment, but I think it's an NFL head coach. I think it's like the Rams or the Bucks coach in the late 70s is asked, "What do you think about your team's execution?" And his response was, "I'm in favor of it." There's some legendary quotes from players and coaches over the years after their team loses a game. Breece Hall's quote last night, "Some teams shoot themselves in the foot. We shoot ourselves in the foot and then shoot ourselves in the head." It's one of the greatest quotes of all time. And I bet on them. The team that blows their brains out is the team that I bet on last night. Your New York Jets. We'll talk about the Broncos-Bengals game, which was, let's be honest, an affront to professional football. An abortion of entertainment. Just a miserable... The one thing about that game that I'll say about Broncos-Bengals... That son of a bitch was over in 2 hours and 58 minutes. I remember like going upstairs. It was like 11:13 Eastern. It's like, wow, this game wasn't even 3 hours long. Compare and contrast with, you know, Cowboys Packers on Sunday night, which was as long as like The English Patient. Like Schindler's List. It was like 9 hours long. Unbelievable. We got through last night's game in 2 hours and 58 minutes. It was like there was like a pitch clock. It was awesome. We'll get to that game in a moment. But for now, the Dolphins and the Jets. Actually, first, before we even talk about the game, just, you know, shout out to me, your Royal Prop King, back on track. Tucker Craft Sunday. I shouldn't do that. The angry mob will be coming for me. Tucker Craft on Sunday night. Garrett Wilson, who it shouldn't even have come down to Garrett Wilson with that ridiculous like moss in the end zone for a touchdown. He should have had it on the first touchdown, which is the most ticky-tack call of all time. Garrett Wilson goes over. RJ Harvey, an easy over on rushing yards. So credit to me. And credit to Femi and his island. Bo Nix, first touchdown scorer, Broncos Bengals. And how about the double that he had in Jets Dolphins, where he had Braylon Allen, who fumbles at like the half yard line. You lose that, and then the Dolphins scored a Darren Waller. Like, unbelievable. Like, I got both of them. You deserve to win both. You should, like, I'll tell you what. BetMGM does the second chance first touchdown. If you bet two guys and one fumbles at the half yard line and the other one scores, you should win both. That should be the new promotion. So Femi's island has been absolutely crushing. Anyone excited for Femi's island Thursday night for the Rams and the Niners? No pressure, Femi. You just got to have another first touchdown scorer. As the Chicago Cubs, Seiya Suzuki has just homered against the San Diego Padres. I didn't see if there's anyone on base. I think we are tied now 1-1 with the Cubs and the Padres. I believe that solo homer. So we are tied at one. Cubs and Padres tied at one. God forbid, I'm watching the screen right now on ESPN. They have like the exit velocity off the barrel rate with, and there's no score for like 15 seconds on the screen. I'm old, I guess. I don't know. So we're 1-1 here in the bottom of the fifth with the Cubs and the Padres. Yeah, but like, why? Yeah, you know, the score's not important. The sports fan when you bet on games. Anyway, back to Monday Night Football. So credit to us. Now, I also bet the Jets, and I also bet the Bengals. So you know, toss that under the rug. So you know when you bet on games, right, for any amount of time, you know your bet's dead. DOA. I'm not talking Disciples of the Apocalypse. Shout out to the WWE. When the Jets are marching down the field on this 12-play 80-plus yard drive after the Dolphins kick a field goal on the opening drive. And they basically look like Air Force. They're running on every play, and they're successful. One pass play on the opening drive, 12th place. Braylon Allen. Like, I actually, like looked away from the screen to grab my phone to text the You Better You Bet group that Femi's Island just cashed again. And I look back up, and the Dolphins have the ball. How did this happen? So that's seven that we should have had if you bet the Jets. And then the Dolphins get the ball, go right down the field, fourth and goal from the four. Touchdown to Darren Waller. So could have been 7-1 way for the Jets, zero. Could have been zero the other way for the Dolphins, seven. You're done if you bet the Jets. You're done. That's how this goes. And of course, that's what happened. And, you know, I don't mean to make this like two sour grapes, but I want everyone to think about this sincerely. If Braylon Allen scores that touchdown, did the Cubs just hit another homer? They did. Yep, Cubs just homered again. Cubs going to be up 2-1. So back-to-back homers for the Chicago Cubs. Let's go. Yeah, Cubbies! Carson Kelly. I don't know who that is. He sounds like the host of like an MTV show. Carson Kelly homer. Cubs now lead 2-1. Cubs up. Cubs lead. Where was I? With the Jets and the Dolphins. So that happens, and you just lose, right? You're just gonna you lose your bet. If Braylon Allen scores that touchdown, think about what happens in that stadium. The air is completely sucked out, and the fans are like, "We're gonna lose this game." They literally threw the Dolphins a lifeline with that fumble and gave the Dolphins a chance to get back in the game. And look, that's what bad teams do. So it is what it is. Just saying that was pretty frustrating. And Miami, of course, goes on to win the game. We'll get to the Dolphins in a second. The soundbite that Jake played coming back from break of Aaron Glenn. Yeah, like you're not going to win when you turn the ball over three times and you commit 13 penalties. And the Braylon Allen fumble was terrible. The Isaiah Williams fumble was just as, not just as bad, I guess, but really bad. The Jets get the field goal before halftime, make it 10-3. They're receiving the ball to start the second half, and Williams fumbles the kickoff, and the Dolphins immediately go and score a touchdown 17-3. It's just like, okay, like we are done. So many mistakes, so many boneheaded errors, so many coaching gaffes. It's an absolute disaster. And all of that masks the fact that the Jets' offense was pretty good last night. The offense was good. That's 7 yards per play for the Jets' offense. I thought Justin Fields was almost just as good last night as he was in the opener against the Steelers. Fields had an awesome game. Like, the offensive line was pretty good. Garrett Wilson was awesome. Mason Taylor showed you something last night. The offense was good. They just kept committing penalties and turning the ball over. The offense was actually good. And that's a data point that we should take moving forward, because we'll talk about who the Jets are playing next week in a couple moments.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The other thing, though, as it concerns the Jets, and here's the real problem for Aaron Glenn. This is the real problem for Aaron Glenn, because I consume a ton of sports content. I live in New York. I know what everyone's saying here locally. Same old Jets. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Same old Jets. Culture sucks. Penalties, turnovers, losses. 0-4. No moral victories. No medals for trying. And I'll admit, and I'm not trying to be an Aaron Glenn apologist here. I mean that. I'm not. It has not been great. It has not been great. It really hasn't. But if we want to compare Glenn and what he's trying to do with the Jets to what Dan Campbell did with the Lions, instill a culture, it's worth remembering the Lions started 0-8 in Dan Campbell's first year. 0-8. Do people remember that? The way that everyone was talking about Dan Campbell at that point. And they had that Ravens loss in week 3, I believe, in Campbell's first year, when Justin Tucker hit the 66-yard walk-off field goal, and everyone laughed at Dan Campbell. Everyone laughed at him. Look at this try-hard coach. Look at this, you know, this meathead. And, oh, yes, and we're going to bite kneecaps, and we're never going to back down. Yeah, but you keep losing games, and you suck. And you're never going to be anything. And then they had that crazy win streak to end year two. Knocked the Packers out of the playoffs Sunday night in Lambeau in Aaron Rodgers' final game as a Packer. If we don't make it, they don't make it. And the Lions turned it around, and here we are. I'm not saying at all that the Jets will mirror the Lions here and they will reach that or any level of success under Aaron Glenn. But let's just settle down a little bit with the, like, he's lost the locker room and the culture's always going to be bad. Like, let's just give it a rest with that for a minute. Let's see how this plays out. We're four games into his first season. Let's see how it goes. So to me, the culture and whatever and the same old Jets and, like, it's really, and I'm a New Yorker and I'm a Yankee and a Giant fan and I get it. Like, the Jets-Mets, usually how it goes, Yankee Giants and Jets-Mets. And the Jets-Mets fan is a special type of tortured, especially now. Mets on Sunday, Jets on Monday. I get it. It's so pathetic. Like, come on. Like, have some perspective. Like, grow up a little bit. Please. It's sad. It really is. The big problem for the Jets and for Aaron Glenn is not the culture. The defense sucks. It's horrible. The secondary can't tackle. They can't get pressure. They can't force turnovers. How many times did the Dolphins just run a bootleg yesterday in the game? Like a simple bootleg, the Jets couldn't cover it. Like, are you watching the, like, you're watching the game, you're thinking they're running the same play. They're spamming the same play. Not with Lamar Jackson. Not with Josh Allen. Not with a mobile quarterback who can get out and move. With Tua Tagovailoa. And the Jets couldn't do anything. Jets defense couldn't stop them. Tyreek Hill, leg explodes into 500 pieces. And it looked like they still had him out there. They still couldn't stop them. That's the problem for the Jets right now. And that's the problem for Aaron Glenn. Because Kelvin Shepard's got this Lions defense humming. And Aaron Glenn can't get this Jets defense to force one single damn turnover. Not one. That's the problem for the Jets. Not same old Jets, not the culture. This defense absolutely sucks. And that takes us to Sunday. Jets-Cowboys. Oh, what a game. Oh, man. You like offense? You want bad defense? Here's Cowboys-Jets. I was interested to see earlier today at BetMGM, and I'm just going to do a quick little refresh here. So the Cowboys are 2.5-point road favorites. At three, this is the easiest bet on the Jets of all time, if it gets to three here. That is, I'm clicking the button on the Jets and not even thinking twice about it. I would like to get three. I might even bet 2.5. I think Dallas should be favored. -1, -1.5. Not a huge difference between that and 2.5, with the highest total. Three, instant bet on the Jets. The under's getting bet here at 47.5 with these two defenses. Like, the Jets' defense, like, it's not as bad as Dallas's defense. It's really bad. It's really bad. Great. I'd love to bet over 47 with the Jets and the Cowboys. I would love it. I love it. As for the Miami Dolphins, and we'll take this on to the next segment. Yesterday, when we talked about Giants-Chargers, and the Giants winning the game against LA, that was like a Pyrrhic victory for the Giants. Like a win, but at what cost? For the Dolphins, there are no such things as Pyrrhic victories. Like, Mike McDaniel would push Tua Tagovailoa in front of a dump truck for the Dolphins to win that game last night. Gotta save his job. Gotta win that game. So losing Tyreek Hill, I'm sure, is a trade-off he was very happy to make to win that game last night. So what does this mean for the Miami Dolphins moving forward? We'll discuss on the other side and give you takes on the Broncos and Bengals as well. Hour number one here on a Tuesday, You Better You Bet, on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.